Hello and welcome back to our podcast. This week we'll be focusing on
dun dun dun
sports.
Okay, let's start this episode off with a joke. What do you call a player that constantly misses a slam dunk?
What?
Alley whoops!
You know, that one is actually funny. See, Namya, this is how you make a joke.
Fine. What about this one? What do you call a monkey who wins back-to-back titles?
Well,
let me handle this one.
Go ahead.
What do you call a monkey who wins back-to-back titles? The champion! Why did I think that one would be funny?
Okay, let's get back on track. What is sports?
Google defines sports as an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. Here is an inspirational quote.
The only way to prove that you're a good sport is to lose. This quote is by Ernie Banks.
Us personally like many sports, which include netball, gymnastics, swimming, skating, and so on.
Why don't we break down to the basics of some of our favorites? First up, we have gymnastics.
Gymnastics is a sport that includes physical exercises, requiring balance, strength, flexibility, agility, coordination, and endurance.
The movements involved in gymnastics contribute to the development of arms, legs, shoulders, back, chest, and abdominal muscle groups. This is a sport you can do at home.
You can simply practice some of the easy moves. For example, you can learn how to do a handstand or a bridge. You can even just do rows.
Today, we will teach you how to do a bridge. First, lie down on your back.
Put your palms face down and on the ground with your elbows facing up.
Slowly lift your hips and chest into the air for 5 seconds.
There you have it. You've officially done a bridge.
Now, if you keep practicing, like me and Namya, you will be able to do backbends, splits, roundoffs, cartwheels, and even handstands.
Next, we have skating. Skating, also known as roller skating, is traveling on a surface with roller skates. It's a form of recreational activity, as well as a sport. It can also be a form of transportation. Skating is a great form of physical exercise and can easily be done at home. All you need is skates or shoes with wheels. Skating can be hard, but it's very relaxing and calming when together. This is especially true for me.
Who listens to... Don't say it, please! Please don't say it! Please don't say it!
She said it! While skating, which makes it even more calming for me and irritating for my friends. It's a very easy sport that people can of any age can do, and will be a skill that you will remember for life.
Lastly, we have swimming. Swimming is an individual or team's racing sport that requires the use of one entire body to move through the water. The sport takes in place in pools or open water, but we found a way to do it at home. This way, it will help you in practicing basic swimming skills. Lie down on the floor with your stomach facing on the ground. Then move your arms in a swimming manner. Repeat 30 times. If you do it every day, the next time you can go to this pool and it'll be better.
Well, that is the end of this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned a bit.
If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact us on our email.
Fabulous4@gmail.com.
Now enjoy some bloopers we had while filming.
Fabulous 4 is skating out! These are our bloopers! Yite! Beatbox boy!
Here's one I've been practicing. Boots and cats and boots and
cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and
boots
and
cats
and boots
and cats and hello and welcome!
Concentration!
Seriously!
Seriously!
Cats and boots and cats and boots.
I can do this all day. Cats and boots and cats and boots.
I'll go first. Okay, let's start this episode off with a joke.
You're gonna help me. Hello and welcome back to our podcast. This week we'll be focusing on sports.